from talking mouths.
Listen to me! Life is short! Don't spend it on foolish, empty revenge!
You know, looking back with regards to Starbucks revenge,
it was really pretty simple. Like, there wasn't a grand vision. There was just a need I felt to expand on what you could ride when you rode goat. So I recruited one of my friends named Alex, but who will forever be known as Michael Bolton.
The Michael Bolton thing is, it's so abstract, and I don't really know how it stuck, but you'd never get to really pick your nickname.
You just heard builders Alex Sokolon and Anthony Tony DiLorenzo in a clip from the origin story of Starbucks Revenge. Sadly, there wasn't time to dive into the origin story of Michael Bolton in that episode, but if you think I'd leave such a juicy little detail unexamined during our interview, you'd be very, very wrong. In this footnote to the Starbucks Revenge story, I press Alex to reveal the history of his alter ego. For background, all you need to know is that when Alex became Michael Bolton, he was living with Tony and his partner Sierra at their home in Whitehorse.
What is the Michael Bolton thing about?
Ah, okay.
You don't have a mullet.
No.
Can you sing?
No, I certainly cannot.
I'm going to make you try later.
I wish you luck with that, my friend.
I have lyrics here.
Yeah. What? So it was early in the Starbucks Revenge time, and I don't quite remember why, what the context was, but Tony's wife, Sierra, called and left me a voicemail, and I was listening to the voicemail, and you know, it was very clearly for me, but it started off with like, "Hey, Mike, blah 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 blah. Wait a minute, your name's not Mike. Your name's Alex. Why am I calling you Mike?" And then the voicemail just kind of like derailed into this, I don't know what, and then just ended. And then, you know, then Tony and I, you know, like, we went back to the house, and Sierra was like, "I don't know why I called you Mike." And Tony's like, "What are you talking about?" And then it just kind of amalgamated out of ridiculousness and really probably no reason whatsoever. And it just turned into Michael Bolton. The only connection that I can kind of think of is like, it might be off the cuff reference to the Michael Bolton of Office Space, if you're familiar with that film.
Yeah.
So that's the closest connection, because it certainly has nothing to do, like, there is no mullet. There's no singing. So I think that's where, and then it just became Michael Bolton, and Michael Bolton just became my pen name, my trail name, so to speak. And I remember it was in one of the summers, again, as part of my role with the city trail crew, is that, Jane Kepke came to the trail crew and said, "Hey, we're wondering if, you know, one of you guys, be myself, Joe, or Dexter, or Gentle Ben, Ben Kinvig, who was on the trail crew as well, can one of you guys go down to, I can't remember if it was CBC or one of the other stations, but can you do a radio spot for the city saying like, 'Hi, I'm this person. Did you know that Whitehorse has got 800 kilometers of trail, yada, yada, yada.'" So I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll go do it," and went down, and it wasn't like, "Hi, I'm Alex, I'm with the City of Whitehorse Trail Crew." It was like, "Hi, I'm Mike," and it was just like, it just I don't know. So on the radio, it was like it was Michael Bolton as well. So, and it just
you used a pseudonym to go on CBC talking about the trails as Michael Bolton.
Yeah, well, to be fair, it wasn't really an interview about the trails. It was like just a, like, you know, it's one of those little radio spots that you would hear, like. Maybe it wasn't on CBC, maybe, because I think it was almost like a paid advert, and, you know, don't really do too much of that at CBC, so, but it might have been, but, or like, you know, a public service announcement or something like that. But yeah, it was just very clearly like, they, you know, got there, and I guess Jane had the statement prepared for me. I just went, "Hi, I'm Mike, I'm with the City of Whitehorse Trail Crew. Did you know that blah, 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 blah? Then get on your bike and try them today." And Michael Bolton is just kind of, I don't know, I just kind of stuck.
Did it expand beyond the original few people?
It's hard for me to say whether being known as Michael Bolton is still commonplace now, but back in the day, regardless of Starbucks Revenge or the trail crew, like, you know, when I would walk into, it wasn't quite like Norm from Cheers, but like, you know, when I would walk into like a bike shop, it was like, "Hey, Bolton," like Michael Bolton. Like, some people knew that wasn't my, you know, it wasn't my legal name, but it just kind of became like Bolton, like, And
were there people that actually thought your name was Michael Bolton, especially young people who don't know who Michael Bolton is?
I suspect that there's probably some people who genuinely think or thought that my name was Michael Bolton. It's not for me to drive the rumors or to correct them, and because I think I've always kind of looked at it as a certain level of comedic anonymity that I'm quite okay with.
We're done. Other than
qu'est-ce que c'est? Oh,
what did I just hand you?
You so kindly handed me the Michael Bolton lyrics for How Am I Supposed to Live Without You.
Now, you're old enough to have heard this. Like, do I need to look it up on YouTube, or do you think you could take a stab at that with something that resembles the actual tune?
Well, you know, respectfully, you have the wrong Michael Bolton.
You're the Michael Bolton from Office.
I think it's more from the Office Space. So if you give me a printer and a bat.
You can do your Ron Burgundy warm-up.
Respectfully, I won't do that to myself or to your listeners.
Oh, you won't even...
I'm not even going to try. I'm... recite it?
Yeah, you might find you break into song.
I might. Maybe the hair at the back of my head will start growing erratically. Just the back.
Maybe we can address this to Tony and Paul when you're thinking back on your time together.
Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you? Now that I've been loving you so long, how am I supposed to live without you, and how am I supposed to carry on when all that I've been living for is gone?